Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office is no longer searching for 34-year-old Orleans resident Cody Shane Donahue, who was wanted on suspicion of threatening three victims with a handgun following a domestic violence incident at an Orleans residence in early morning hours on Tuesday. Donahue turned himself in at the sheriff's office on Tuesday evening and was booked into the county jail without bail for assault with a firearm, making terrorist threats, and burglary. The victims told deputies that Donahue raced up the house in his truck, started banging on the front door, and then he allegedly broke a front window before forcing the front door open and pointing a handgun at the three victims. The three fled to a back room until Donahue left. One of the victims told deputies that she'd been involved in a relationship with Donahue, but had recently called it off and that he had lived at the residence until recently. Responding to neighborhood complaints, sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at a residence in the 100 block of Bryceland Road in Redway on Tuesday morning. The location was across the street from the Redway Elementary School and backed up against the fire station, and there were complaints about traffic and the site of the growing marijuana plants. Deputies confiscated 91 pounds of processed bud worth about $91,000, 42 pounds of unprocessed marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, more than $5,000 in cash, a shotgun, and evidence of marijuana sales activity. Deputies arrested 40-year-old Alexander Madley and 31-year-old Sarah Greenfield at the residence, and they were booked for cultivation, possession, and possession for sale. On Tuesday, a Eureka police officer on patrol on West Harris Avenue near Pine Street spotted a vehicle that had been reported stolen on August 3rd. There were two men in the vehicle, and the officer conducted a high-risk traffic stop on the car at Highland Avenue and detained the two men at gunpoint. The driver, 48-year-old Ronald Allen Crossland of Arcata, was arrested for possession of the stolen car, DUI, and a probation violation, and he was booked into the county jail. The second man in the car was released at the scene after it was determined he had no involvement in the vehicle theft. The car had been stolen near West End Road in Arcata and was returned to its owner. Following an examination by an anthropologist at Humboldt State, it's been determined that Shane Miller died as a result of a gunshot wound to the head, and it's also been determined that he most likely committed suicide. Miller's skeletal remains were recovered from the banks of the Mattole River late Friday night. A handgun and a loaded magazine were found near his body, and the ammunition matched that which was found in his truck, as well as evidence found at the scene of the triple murder of his family in Shasta County last May. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the Eureka City Council works its way through cuts to the city budget, some $4 million, Police Chief Andy Mills is working on replacing Captains Tony Zanotti and Len Johnson, who've announced their plans to retire. The pair will stay on until replacements are found, however, and a transition with the new hires is complete.
Well, you know, it's always tough when you lose people with 30 years of experience. And Tony and Len have done a great job over the years, and I really wish them well. What they've agreed to do is stay on until we can get enough people through the door to replace them. And then also have a transition time between whoever I promote and their positions.
Mills said that Zanotti and Johnson will be key to getting the new captains up to speed.
So we'll have a test for the new captain's positions coming up probably at the end of September. We'll promote October, November-ish, and then we'll be able to have that overlap time when the new captains can work with them to make sure that we have all the details and all the duties nailed down.
With a focus on continuity, concerns over public safety and knowledge of the city, Mills said that the new captains will come from within the ranks. Between them, Zanotti and Johnson have contributed more than 60 years of service to the Eureka Police Department. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.